doing religion. Put away that thing from among you. Let's read something like that in 1 Corinthians 5. I want you to see how he applies that in the church. Jesus taught it. Now he's applying it in the church. Showing conditions that Jesus was looking back in the Old Testament when he was showing those laws how it was being set up. Now, as I'm saying, we want to catch a true concept of what the church is. Because then you'll understand the necessity of having the Holy Spirit and the purpose for the coming of the Holy Spirit. You'll see the Holy Spirit comes, how he wants to operate in this church, how he wants to do things. You will see why the church must be in condition first, where it's in a union with Christ. You can't do these things outside being a union with Christ. Heaven and earth must be in harmony. The whole thing is to bring what thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. 1 Corinthians 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. See, Deuteronomy 22, Leviticus 18, different places, spoke of those things. God had written the Old Testament. And now Paul is hearing that was a case that existed in the church. Now, this is a message church. This is a church he established. He is the prophet messenger of the age. He said, you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that had done this deed might be taken away from among you. The church, that should have saddened the church to know that we have people that will violate the sacred principle of gathering together in his name, and when we come in his name, he comes among us. Where two or three men, there I am in the midst. Now when God said that, he said that. He's not saying, where 1 billion Catholics gather, I'll be there. He's not saying when there were 1 million man march, all the Muslim gather, I'll be there. He's not saying that. He's saying there's two of you all. You're in the minority and such minority, but you gather in my own, he said, I'm there with you. People might laugh and say, what kind of funny church is that? Look at them, it's not a living room or under a house. Look at them, that they're a church, if they're not from following. He's saying, it don't matter how much you're there. If you gather in my name, I am there. Amen. No, that's where their strength was.
Amen.
Because remember, the thing is to be done, it's not by their might or their power, it's by his spirit.
Amen.
And he said, you are puffed up. Instead of you should have mourned. That he that had done this, it might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to bring a point here, and I want you to catch what God had in mind when God instituted that. But this is all through the scriptures. But it'll show you how it works in the church. And then you will see if we claim to have the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit will make you relate and respond to some of these things. And you don't respond to it just in the flesh. It's your vision of Christ, your vision of what the church intend to be, and your vision of the true value of the presence and power of God among believers. Because the church wants to do great things, and the church cannot do it in her own mind. She cannot do it in her multitude of members. She cannot do it in how educated they are. She can't do it by education. She can't do it through financial power. It is designed only to be done by His Spirit. But his spirit to work have already laid out what the church should be if he has to work in the church and through the church. And to try to get him to work outside other principles than what he laid out is to grieve him away. We'll never get him to work in nothing contrary to his will. No, it, যে মানে বনি তুমি দুলা He says, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, see, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that this spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. This whole thing is done for the salvation of the person. Isn't that done for the embarrassment of the person? Isn't that done to show the church our power to excommunicate people? This is the church burden and love to see that the those who might be trapped in some condition and Satan want to kill the influence of the church and the church live for a certain purpose is to make sure that the church go on unhindered and those people also is saved. This is being done solely for the salvation of the person. You're going to see it real clear, just your glory is not good. Know you not that a little leaven at the lump? He said, I tell him. He said, look at all the other trying to speak in tongues. All the trying to roll on the floor, trying to prophesy. All trying to do all these things. But there's all that tongue, there's all that sound, there's all that dream, there's all that vision. And all they have that inside the church there. He said, don't you know that little leaven leavened the whole lump? He said, so what's the glory? Is it good? He's trying to raise him up now to a higher realm to see a little deeper that they're overlooking that and trying to work with the spirit. He says, not to work with the spirit, you have to move that. You have to move that. Purge out there for the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And the way how you push over that old level, he's telling them how to do it. Deliver such an one to Satan. In other words, you have something invested in the church to lose such a person. That God honors those. Purge out therefore the old level, that you may be a new lump, as you are leavened, for in Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you an epistle, not the company of fornicators. He said, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, of the covetous or extortioners or the idolaters, for them, then must you needs go to the world. He said, I wrote to you, tell them about you, but I mean it, don't beat fornicators in the world and all these different things. He said, well, if I mean that, then the only way to get away from it, you have to leave the planet. Yes. See? He said, but now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one know not to eat. People that know some of these people and say, buy something from me now, wait, don't buy from me. Wait, let me eat something now. No. Let me keep that company. They disagree with the world to get God to agree with them still. Because a person experiences a weakness sometimes to carry out these things. So when it faces it, he said, nah. Talk to the minister. Talk to the deacon. I think you need to see one of them. Because you are trying to evade in your heart a responsibility. Well, any deacon and desire to deal with by the same Holy Spirit and the same word. The office is not just getting the thing done, it's the Holy Spirit and the word getting the thing done. It's obedience to God getting the thing done. Causing God to work because God is the one to move the thing. But again, when we even understand this natural things like these, to work in the spiritual realm, you think it's just all this word is go together. You don't take part of the word and then leave another part. All this go together. That's why some people are praying for power. Some of you, we are praying to die to self and pride and image and all these different things. They're coming to that place. We are praying. Let's obey what God says. Simple. He said, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within?" See, we're only judging all these people outside, all the fornicators of the world, the hawkers of the world, the extortioners of the world. He said, "We're not judging people outside, inside." So the outside people are sin, inside people are sin. So the devil is just located to outside the walls of the church. The devil was in the Garden of Eden. The devil was in heaven. You know, some people are trying to keep the devil out of the local church. The devil was in the Garden of Eden, and heaven God had him there, and God had him in the local church. Who did they plant the tears in the field that Jesus planted? It's the devil. Again, some little simple scriptures like that. People are amok sometimes. Draw people faith. So undermine stability in people. Pugnacity in the church. They think the church is heaven. If you know your Bible, the church is that mixture of good and evil until the end come. Anybody know the Bible? Know that? The church like a hospital. You have people, brother, with liver problem. You have people, brother, with head problem. You have people with foot problem. You have people with hand problem. Some people intestines rotting. Some people, brother, foot lame. Some people head, they're going crazy. They're chewing the head. That's why he says, the sick is a physician. But the thing is, there's principles that must do it. When you're a believer, you see evil moving there. They say, "Don't get scared." They say, "We tried." They say, "We withstood that." We didn't give place for it, not for 1 hour. So we got to watch it close. We get a space. We get a time. Then we come down on it. And we read in the book, in the Bible. But you know what we do as men? We say we are men of God and the word. We look at the power of God to move a different thing. And yet you know, we can't even agree. Because we all have some different idea of what the church is. Remember these walls inside of here? Anybody, Pope can come in here. But you know, if one of them politicians come and sit down here every Tuesday with that cry and go for prayer. You know, people will feel God saving somebody. And they say, "Here now, I'd like you all to back up in the election coming up." You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how people go say, like, "God asked them to go work for them for me, time they sit down here in 2 weeks?" Sure! But I see them over the years. You think I'll be saying this just under my head tonight? I'm trying to say, if we are men, we need to stand the word. Yeah. We need to work with the word. We need to get word constant, word oriented, and word principles. And agree in the word. And when the word says something, two don't go on the side and talk about after service. Two go here and debate it. Two go over here and they get high about it. Two go over here and try to undermine it. Especially if you come in the Bible. You mean a man can sit on principle of coming to the Bible, what God say? And you're going to undermine somebody for to take away the belief in trying to line up? And say, "I don't think that you should do that, or that should be done so." And you would tell him he's a friend. You would tell him you want something. You would tell him you're obligated. You would tell him you can't talk home because you're in bondage to it. And then you have enough discernment to know you're manipulating them. You see juice in them. Sometimes they don't know. That is why when people train not to the word, they get sowed flesh. We did Korah and them fellows, we have the congregation. Because man journey, eat, drink water, eat manna, all kinds of different things. And they listening to the word being preached, how Moses laid out what the vision is of God, and they understand how God confirming them things. That's what has happened. You can imagine 70 men leaving Jesus and say, I think you're off, you know. You can imagine Caiaphas and have more influence on people than Jesus. You can imagine that. When Jesus placed anything in the Bible so clear, God confirmed it over and over and over. I don't do what the Father's going to be doing all these things. Place it so scriptural. Who do you say this is? Everything, place it out, laid out here. So the scriptures, if you may think of it, you know, to testify of me. My witness and so on, place it in the Bible. And then you have that family, the father, mother, the blind boy, he want to see that because they get through the organization. I mean, you read the Bible? I think you're from the preaching preacher, but I think you go on there. See that kind of see a preacher? You talk about love yesterday, good behavior. And that's how they set up in the mind. That's how they see it. And then Jesus went to tell the only apostles them. He said, by the time the cock crow, you will just say the keys, you will never be them. He said, and get up and say, man, the key. And turn around and tell the man to them afterwards. You see, I don't say he's God here. He talking about himself. He comes to give himself. You know how much of us can exercise that? And think we catch a revelation, get spiritual sometimes? This is where we have to be scriptural men. But about the Gideon sitting there, the scriptural man. That men know the Bible, they know the word. They know things move. They know God said things, they know God do things, they know the spirit. There's cash. But they follow the spirit. Like a man playing music there. But he's playing music. He's not crescendoing that music. And all of a sudden, the man's not playing. He just get carried away. No, he's a crescendo. You're not built up to that, to play it. You're a PC playing. No, I find it too loud in the air. No, that ain't shit. It's not in the morning if you get anybody waterfall. Sure. But that was happening. How do you think Jack Ma and all these fellas in them could keep them people out of this message? All of us have something we can say. Yeah. If you try to tell the man, you know, the way come to see. Not all of us have blessed. So God bless him, but all he has received in Jesus and does. It's so they see it. But when people wanted to think they see it. But let me say, we together here. Our unity is as strong as the clarity of vision we have of this message. And all I'm saying is that I'm trying to show you what the church is. The church. So when you tell me to preach your word, say a man say, you can get there and say you want. When did they see a man? But if you see a prepared servant doing the service, a man who is in action, runs and begins, who have the five months, is it God time? Is God season? Is written the word? Is God chosen person? Is vindicated by God? A person sit down there and know that check it. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I check it out. You have the five. Let's see. Check it there. Yeah, he's a Messiah you. He proved the Holy Messiah. Yeah, he found the Messiah. That can't be wrong. You know to check it. See, find that trail, follow Elijah, cross over, come back, and the same spirit, and the continue the message. That has to be right. It's our way to check that. Yeah. When you know the way to check that, somebody say, what do you think about it? You never listen that, huh? Were you seen that? They say, have you seen? You didn't see any trouble with this people actually? You ain't see it was that on a ladder flew past and got cycle and come back. See, what we see. And that was united around. And that's what I'm saying. When you watch in assemblies today, this is walking church, what about church? Move here, beautiful thing. But let me tell you something. You have to know. You have to know why you do what you do. You have to know where it fits in the world, what you're doing. Those things have been settling people's hearts. Now, that's what me done for the years. But I so in my heart trying to believe this and stay with this. And that's why you find through my preaching, it don't have like a pulling people. So you make everybody feel nice. It's always, what should I word say? That word is the absolute. That is the thing. That prophet said that. That is what you see. That's what I'm looking. And then you're looking for the people, take that. Yeah. You don't try to wind them and dine them and sweep them and make one stand for one to pull them. Mm-mm. You know what I do? So now churches can sit down and check up the motives of a minister with. See, what is he trying to use his gift to do? He's a minister. In a church, a person doesn't know that. That person know them who labor among you. You see, when you know that, and somebody say, we're going forward. But a man of a dog say, when, what time, where we get in, where we meet him, where we need to have with us on this journey. That's what it's being. When you don't know that, you say, well, you see me, I have my leadership. Yes, I think I go along this road here. And say, why you think that same vibes? I see this too. And then say, I ain't seen the other. Well, how do you see that kind in that kind of framework, in that frame of mind? We gotta come together on the word. Yes. Yes. When you come together on the word, say, you believe it? You say, yeah, all my heart and soul. You believe it? From the first day I heard it, I still. But the devil said, we are forsaking everything in the forest. You know what the Bible says? You see that on the film as well? The angel said, you get the people to believe you. He said, Moses said, don't believe me. He said, I have to believe you. He said, Jesus said, how do you do the works of God? To believe on whom God said. He said, believe God, believe also in me. They have to believe for it to happen. I believe no man, I believe the Bible. We didn't need no prophet. We just tell believe the Bible with the rapture. It doesn't work. That don't work at all. We are mad to come and quicken that word and put your word to life here. Get into the Holy Spirit in operation. Amen. And remember, if I preach that for a church as a principle for a church, that is the same principle you use for your home. You got a pastor that connects a husband and wife. And you and your home, that's a husband and wife. You see me? You're a home church, you have a home. Home. See? It's the same principle. And then as an individual, the husband is the soul, the wife is the spirit, and the children is the flesh. The new husband, that soul that you married to in the union. The wife is this contentious spirit. See, a reason, conscience, memory, affection. Every time your husband says, me, share the reason. Share the imagination. But when that them senses become subject to the soul controls the spirit, and the spirit controls the body. And the soul and the spirit is in a union, then what are you going to see? The spirit through the flesh. But you're going to see a lie, the fruit of the spirit there, a life in order. Exactly what it expressed through flesh. That, this is the age of headship. This is the age he's coming to be headship over his body. If you can get in the church, if you can get in your home, if you can get in your individual life, that's the preeminence right there, brothers. So it's one revelation. See? So when is a dispensational level. There's a local church level. There's in a home level. There's an individual level. But the same revelation. Amen. He's trying to get that harmony to exist between the bride and the bride. Is that right? Yeah. Exactly. Greatest battle of the fort. What's the problem? When faith says something, reason, imagine, and questions. In a veil, where it says, there's one realm in the head that's questioning everything that the heart says. See? Because this Satan is coming thrown here, what if it's thrown here? You see, if it comes here, you question it. If it comes here, but that has to step back. You get control from the inside. But that's the principle. So this word, who is Christ? If that word comes down, the intelligence, the headstone, comes down into the body, then the intelligence is what moves the body. Then the secret in the back part of God's mind is put in the heart of the bride. So then we look in the Bible and we see in the local church how he does these things, how he deals with the situation in the church. You deal with it in your house the same way. You deal with it in your life the same way. Isn't that different? You think he can deal with something in the church one way, can deal with it in your home the next way? What a reflection of the other one. In your own life, you deal with it the same way. You see that? Do you see that? Let's finish up this scripture here. Verse 13, the last verse. He said, do not be judged, not everything. But them that are without God, judge it. They have put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? He's trying to get this church to see themselves the way God was seeing them. He said, when you go to the law, you're reflecting something up in heaven. You're reflecting something in the world unconverted. You was called up to the world to come into Christ to be a reflection of what's in heaven. Now what's in heaven will be expressed on earth. That Christ, the head and the church, the body, would be united. The way he does things, he has done here. You're a reflection of him. Amen. See, there is teaching them. And that's why in the church here, some of you get people say, well, it was you, it was me. I didn't pay for that. Somebody get carried away that way. Here's the minister telling people, say, come on, he can say what he wants, yes? See? And they don't know. Is an angel in the pulpit reflecting light from the throne, trying to get the church lined up that God can have the prayers in the church, and they get so taken up with their own passion and emotion, through their own revenge, or they burn and get some bad experience. It never leaves them. They come to deform since that experience, and there's a lot of bitterness and revenge. And when anything comes resembling that, they trigger back the same thing in them, and they'll express the venom. And don't realize what is happening. And the same church that, yes, God tried to get the people and pull up here, it are people inside there sitting on the same church saying, I'm a loyal member here. I believe the message. But they're pushing people back where they were trying to pull them in. And they're not seeing it in that realm, that magnitude. They're seeing, well, this is a one-on-one me and the person. That's a good friend, that's a neighbor. I bring them up from a long time. They ask me advice. I have a right to tell them what I think, because they have confidence in me. I don't want to be the Lord. See? And they see it so. You see, you can relate to something different to the way that you see it. To relate it right, you gotta see it right. Because it's how you see it, this influence your behavior towards it. Once you conceive it wrong, that is the life that's going to come from. Now look, he opened to them the way he was dealing with that matter in the church, and he's trying to know, if you understood here the pillar and wrong the truth, you would know how to deal with that. In other words, God concept of his church, you don't deal with that so inside God's church. You might do that in a denomination. You might do that in something else. But God's church, you gotta look at them things through the eyes of the world as far back as you could see it. He said, do you not know? He's dealing with a behavior, a way they was dealing with things. And he's saying, do you not know? In other words, they was ignorant of it. That the saints shall judge the world. They might say, well, that is in the second resurrection. So when that time comes, we'll take care of that down there. He said, no. The eternal life is supposed to have here to judge them with down there. That eternal life you should make you judge a lesser matter here the same, because that eternal life don't change. Amen. You know, that's what he's saying, in other words. See what some people feel, they will behave, somebody will, those things is confined that time. Think, no, the eternal life, you know, is what from eternal life. He said, if the world shall be judged by you, are you not willing to judge the smallest matters? Then he goes again, no, you're not. That we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Now he's continuing from judging a matter in the church or affecting the church, because until they're going to live the whole lump. And he's telling now the way that they were handling certain things to. Okay, he goes with this all the way to chapter 13, and 14, where he goes into prophecies, speaking in tongues, all these different things, gifts of the Spirit, chapter 12, operations, theology. He's going, he's dealing with them. And because this is a book of correction as well. A book of what? Correction. And what are you doing? It's not just correction, it's that the chapter correction will correct them. No, no. Remember, love is what he's correcting.
Yeah.
And remember, he's correcting their attitude of approach so that they can really benefit. He's not taking it from them. He's trying to get them to get more and be used of God more. Because the way they was working was paralyzing God from working with them. Because they were working on the wrong channel. So he's correcting that way to get in the right channel that the fullness of the Spirit can move among them. He's not like beat them on the head because they can't. Like God children. Like God church. He was the one used by God by vision to establish that church in Corinth. Holy Spirit said, I have many people in this city. Now he's there a year and 6 months preaching Saturday. Is that right? Had Aquila and Priscilla, he met them there by divine leadership. He had come back from Athens, waiting for Timothy and them in Corinth. You know the thing? Aquila and Priscilla get exiled, they get exiled from Rome when that emperor come and take over. See? And so they all met in Corinth. And Berlin, they were there. But they're walking of God. I was in Athens, he was in Rome. Look here in Corinth here. Look at vision come. Part of the body. A church there. Now that church has been corrected. What for? To move up in a higher realm. And he's trying to show them, no. I want to get you in the book of Ephesians. I want to get you to grow up into Christ. I want to come out of babyhood. I want to see things from a mature standpoint. I want to show the kind of a way God church is. You know, sometimes if you have to judge things in a church, that judgment begins in the house of God. You hear some men say, I find it a little bit too rough. He said, Vin is a dictator. He thought, they said, but put him in a hard line, yes? Were you saying that Paul and Jesus and Elijah, their fellows?
Yeah.
Elijah killed 800 men stone cold dead. You can visualize 800 heads separate from the body? Phineas walking and said, man, that man wicked, you want to break up that life, man. Baby's going to heaven too. See? These men wasn't personal revenge thing. But it was God church. This was, you know, God church with God's Spirit grieve away and can't come to this church. But it is possessed by the devil. It have no bit of line in it. And that is where many times people don't see Paul tell me, you see, that level, no level does. He said, look at it 6 months from now. You'll see where y'all have there. You know what I'm saying? But you're not man with physical body. But if they get something gangrenous and moving that body there, and then I amputate that finger or amputate that foot or something to save that life. When Jesus said, better you're going to heaven with one hand than you're going to hell with two. That a man goes, God, that's hard, the hands are too raw. No, he's trying to tell you sometimes decisions have to be made with certain things. He's telling the evil is so detrimental when it gets here, it can work so fast and can't come to things so before you can even know what's going on. Sometimes, look at Moses when he comes in. He said, what? All you spear, all the women who live with the men? What did I rebuke them at left and right? He said, get them swords. He said, slay every one of them. What was he doing? He was against people? The church could not possess no inheritance being hybrid. No Messiah would have come. They couldn't, no hybrid church could have bring forth the Messiah to bring redemption to the Garden of Eden. When a man seemed quiet, the apostle seemed well armed. But that was a good sister, man. She just got dropped. He talking through his emotion, and next man to defeat the church. He said he had to come back to save them. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Megan people don't understand things. They sow division. They bring division. They break down confidence in people. I'm reading this to show you. Look at the kind of men we will have to be. Real men. Where we can make a decision, we have to make a decision. Where when a man make a decision, but you see men are army? Having to make a decision? But they stand there. Say, you agree? Acknowledge if you agree. Let there stand to be truth among the total decision. Man say, you agree? Say, mm-hmm. He said, no, sir, mm-hmm. That I don't know what I mean. I know they're coughing, they're clear to the word. Say yes or no, let me hear you. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Yeah. Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like say right here. You're gonna be a dropsy self. When you speak, you know when you speak, you know, that word go into the ether waves and shall circle the earth and will never die. That word here. And when that word spoken, it dropped into conscience. Every time your memory trigger that back, but you remember you said it. But people doesn't want to walk there, that kind of commitment. But that's what God is carrying a man. Let me tell you, man who don't go there, don't amount to nothing. You show me one prophet, one messenger, one believer in the Bible, the Holy Ghost, one person in Hebrews 11 who was different to that, I'm going to put it another way. You show it to me. You'll never find it. Because God called, God trained man in shape to carry this message. And the way this message carried, you hear me, face again? He said, great leader came to me and said, you are ruining your ministry. People regard you as a prophet. Why don't you teach your women to get gifts and these things? You're harping on them. Every time you put a clothes on them, you're knocking them. They're uncomfortable. You have the people on top and everything else. He said, well, if I can get them to do the ABC, sure, we'll do the algebra afterwards. Is that right? He said, well, they're going to ruin your ministry. He said, any ministry the ruler of God ruins ought to be ruined. He knew exactly what he said, you know? Because the only true ministry is what the word that come from the word of God. And any come from the word of God never contradicts the word of God. That's why many men don't talk the spirit filled. He said, you say amen to that? Half of them will say amen to half the Bible. He said, that's the Holy Ghost, you have to write the Bible? What was the prophet doing? Brother, he was thinking all them doctors, theologians, and tying them to a spot in the world and show them there's religious unbelievers. Okay, meal ticket the preaching for these things. To be popular with the people, to have influence, to be admired and look up to and all these things. They inflate their own ego on these things. Brother, he looked, he said, look at Jesus when he could have, I'm gonna show him from the Bible. Is that right? But you know, sometimes when a man does that, people say, that man I don't love. The man may not love somebody flesh, but the man may love the church of God. Yeah. The man may be, well, that prophet is up in Salt Mountain in Phoenix crying. He said, Lord, I ain't taking no water, nothing. God, they can cry. But a church down in Phoenix, where he said, Lord, I'm not coming any harder to the worst people get. And here's a prophet crying up there, and all these men in restaurants eating this meal. That meal over here, oh, banquet here, oh, all the businessmen stuff, oh, everybody talk about how God blessed them and everything else. And you have a prophet there crying up in the woods because when he sees the church in that condition, he said, that in the church Jesus coming for? Can't you see? See, they're not even what they're supposed to be. He's looking at them Pentecostal, like, they didn't care whether they call them different things. Tell them once you have a spare tire, a little reproach can cut the hill. Can't be a little reproach in the wood. They get solved. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, we just read up in the mess, but we don't get into the shoes of the prophet. That's why we rejected. not the science. He said, I love you when I come with that. He said, well, I'm going to put your word. He said, but out the door. Why? That's why the message sent the mother is a powerful message. Because that vision it make a man look beyond his own morality, a holy man. It make a holy man carry a sinner. It make a holy man realize he born, that vision never given the gift, you know. He had the gift before he saw the vision. Having the gift, he see the vision. But having the gift, he wasn't prepared. He's an unprepared servant. And he couldn't go for God. He's a servant that needed cleansing, a gifted servant that needed cleansing from God. All man could have told him how great he was. But when God come, God tell me you're a sinner. You look at the wrong example. You get hooked up on man. You're seeing the wrong thing. You're contrary to what is the real pattern here. Your influence is wrong. Is that right?
Yeah.
How can you put that right in some of the messages? You have to identify his position in the age to tell all of them they were unprepared. God didn't prepare none of them. And they shouldn't God know that when they prepare, there's three ways to come: confession, cleansing, and commission. And the zeal for the age was confession, repent, and they couldn't repent. Self-estimation. They get self-secured, they're too blessed. That's where the message comes from. And that's where, when we see these things here, we realize. He said, know you not that you shall judge angels? How much more? Just two more verses. If then you have the judgment of things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are least esteeming the church? I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? Not one? One that shall be able to judge between his brethren? They all want to speak in tongues and roll on the floor and everything else. And he's saying, you're going to the court. You lie on that prophet and say, and brother so and so and so, God is going to judge him if you don't pay that debt. There's a lawsuit coming for him. They're going to lock him away in jail. Prophesied over people. Paul said, he said, you have a man speaking tongues, you have a man with a psalm, you have a man with a dream, you have a man getting drunk, you have a man with a fornication. But you don't have a wise man? You don't want wisdom to take the matter, bring it here, and solve it out? Surely, if God is among you, you don't just want to manifest little gifts alone, you want also to handle your business correct. You want your relationships with people a certain way. You want to be not easily provoked. You don't want to be yourself unseemly. You don't want to think it evil and be revengeful to get back at somebody and have a bitterness and grudges. You don't want that. Amen?
Amen.
Because the holy fire burns all that out.
Amen.
He said, speak your shame. He said, no. He said, you have a wise man. In other words, he said, this is the way you should be handling that matter that are going to be called. You should be saying, brother so and so and so, he has the word. When he speaks, he makes that clear from the word. We can go to him. But who does bring the business to anybody? Anybody want to bring the business? They rather go and tell a doctor the business. They rather go and tell the court people the business. They rather go and tell the people the business. And they won't come right to the Holy Ghost filled person to tell them the business. They try to agree all the time. You think a Holy Ghost person wants to know your business? You think a man who pushes the word at time to listen to people's business? You want to remember all that? Brother. But it just shows. He said, brother, go to the Lord, brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now what is he thinking about? The name of the Lord. He said, look at the low life. People so taken up with their own personal revenge and their own personal, you know, things, and they want to be vindicated with this and vindicated with that, and you know, who will write and you'll find out and different things. He says, I'm not even thinking about the name of the Lord. In all that, when you end up getting where you're getting, they pay you and say, the Lord, give me the victory. And I trust the Lord, and I went down, and I pray for that, I know the Lord, and I win this. And by the time you get maybe a few dollars, the name of the Lord dragged in so much shame, so people get stumbled and everything else. And now you try to give God a little glory that you get, which is where you even praise in yourself. That's what he's showing them here. He's showing the Corinthian church, in other words, look how they have been things. And he's showing them, no, if you understand what the church of God is, in the church of God, if God have things to judge an angel, you mean he can't judge a matter? You mean God will tell people to judge angel, they can't trust him in that matter? Well, the only thing that he'll prove to them will be judging angels, you know, matters come. So they exercise in judgment. And he'll teach them justice and judgment. They'll have an investigation. They'll have a trial. They'll have a verdict. They'll have a sentence. They'll sit down there and go through a judicial process in the church. Look at the prophet. He said that they have to make the church a courtroom to preach indictment. He said, make the church a courtroom to preach trial. Is that right? A wise man endured knowledge among them. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? He said, nobody has enough faith to take wrong. You should be more willing to take wrong the life of Jesus Christ. That is the life, that is the attitude God will be identified with. That is the life that God is using. You see the power of God and the miracles of God. That is the life. Outside of that, it is important miracles and false anointed. That is the life. Why do you not rather allow yourself to be defrauded? But brother, some people's faith is only a $50 faith. But they can't see enough of yours. They see despair. They see destitution. If I lose that $500, they see this. So what? When you do that, God give you more. It's God you're dealing with, brother. It's God you're dealing with. When the book of Job is to teach you these things, it is sure who is given, who is taken away. It is sure that God has valued a testimony more than money so far. That we're trying to show them here. He has sure that their position to show the testimony to be exhibited is far greater. That is redeemed. Couple of things that goes to carry nobody. Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. So you see, to begin with what we're talking about, the kind of power invested in a local assembly. And if a local assembly don't see themselves on that kind of ground, gathered in that kind of unity with God amongst them in the revealed word for the age, that when they come together, spirits of judgment made perfect. Man who comes through the blood together, man who is robed by the Holy Spirit, man who have the revelation of the cross and united together in heavenly places, raised up by resurrection power to live above sin. Man who is the prisoner of the world, come together and to agree as a point touching anything, it shall be done. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying a challenge for us. I'm saying we can walk there.
Amen.
I'm saying that's what this assembly is all about. I'm saying this assembly is saying that there's a world open to show us the kind of man God makes and what God should, the kind of life we stole, every one of our rock confession. Those men, that like Peter, James, John, all them, were going to get a life and die. He said, you can drink the cup I drink? He said, yes. You can baptize my baptism? He said, yes. He said they was able to do it too. They did it. Sure, brothers. I'm saying that's the kind of rugged Christians God made. When them people come together, brother, let me tell you, you see a book of Acts. You see a revival. You see the power of God moving. When they men have things in the home, brother, they have a testimony. They don't come with another problem half the time. They come with a testimony of what came down there, what kind of confusion come, how they took the word, how they applied the word, how they made the home a court. How they got there, how the Holy Spirit brought the sin out, how they judged, but how justice was dispensed, how the wrong was put right, how the blessing of God came back among the people in the home. And when you see it, you see the fruit of the tree coming out. You see the church that gave it to the rapture. And when that began the church, it's easy, you know why? Because every man know that is how it is doing in the home. You know, what is the criteria for ruling the house of God? Ruling your home. Is that right? When God put a man in his own home, in the boundaries of the institution at home, he stands there. If a man stands home and do that, he's the authority, he's the head in that home. But he'll function anyhow. And that's where you want to be. And when you see a next man doing that, you can stand and identify that. Why? Because that is the same way you know it in your sphere. Why do you identify the prophet? That's what he did for the age. That's the way we understand it. When we're in the assembly, we hear because we agree. We're in the ground where we agree on the word. You see that word come, that doctrine, every church must have a doctrine, and we have a doctrine. Doctrine is taught back to us by a prophet, the apostles and prophets' doctrine, Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. We have a prophecy to be fulfilled. Something that we are contending for in this hour, raised up for, walking in harmony to seek up the past. Oh, brother, I tell you, spirits of just men being made perfect. And every one of us, we're going to take that place. We learn to see the assembly is more than this building here. And that's why we don't forsake that assembly. Because when we gather in his name, there he is. He come among the members here. The dynamics come to the mechanics. The Son of God. Let's bow. Let's stand up. You appreciate it tonight?
Amen.
It's a challenge to us. We see what kind of church. We want that kind of church, don't we?
Amen.
This is not about putting this one down and pulling this one up. It's about each one of us trying to help each other walk into the place that we ordained to stand in. And where what we lack, we know the Holy Ghost can supply. All that Moses lacked, that pillar of fire could give it to him. And I'm believing that tonight. I'm not saying we are all there. I see many things in my own life. But if I keep beholding that glory, I know I'll be changed. Keep being changed. This change will not stop until I reflect that very image. Sometimes you see things in your life, you're glad it is there. But you want to see it in a greater measure. You want to see it in a richer quality, don't you? That's what we are designed. We have a measure, but we want more. We want to see in a greater quality. We want to see where we can stand. Rugged faith. Real love for one another. Love that will so unite us. Love that will cause us to defend each other. Stand with each other. Back to back. Shoulder to shoulder. Like the brother sang the song, face to face. Hallelujah! United together as one. Under one hand. The headship of the Lord Jesus Christ, Revelation 10:1, is where Revelation 10:8 and 11 is being gathered together in the only provided place of worship. He said, heavenly places, every man in the position, every promise subject to them under the blood, in that house where the blood is applied on the door. Oh, what a church. That's why God brings us from all over, friends. We catch these things. We see the type of responsibility it is to stand here. We see the type of conviction and commitment to Jesus Christ that his church, his body of believers, what he wants to do through it we want to guard from it being left. And where there's left, we want to purge that left out. And we want to have the type of discernment that can discern anything that can cause the body to become left. That's why Jesus said, you see somebody, go and talk to them. He gave us part of this ministry, make us co-workers with him. That we can reconcile someone back to Christ with a word of reconciliation. How to restore someone in the spirit of meekness. When somebody's down, not to push them down further, but to raise them up. How to speak the truth in love and to have a love for the truth. That's what we all desire. Sometimes you have to make a stand. I don't think Peter wanted to compete with Paul, or Paul wanted to compete with Peter. I don't think Paul was just trying to show off and catch Peter in a fault. He tried to blow it out of proportion and make a scene out of it and rebuke Peter before everybody. I think that was the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, if one of these little ones was offended, let a millstone be hung around a man's neck and be cast to the sea. And if Peter was going to stumble them and set up double standards before them, only because of his own human weakness, because he had given too much to political pressure, and when he saw those people coming, he tried to run so they wouldn't see him sitting on there eating, because he was so more taken up with him preserving his image before those people than being taken up with him stumbling the people who had been wanting the kingdom. It was a selfish act. It was self-centered. It was wrong. The motive and the objective was wrong. And when Paul was rebuking it, it was the discernment of the spirit that he had that the error had to be corrected. It was in love. And that's why Peter didn't fight back, didn't try to defend it. The Holy Ghost made people behave that way. We don't just want somebody to pat us on the shoulder. We want somebody to love us genuinely. Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. We don't believe in resentfulness and haughtiness and somebody like Zedekiah trying to slap people around. We believe in brotherly love, standing for each other, standing for the cause of Christ. Knowing the cause is within our very own life. Amen. I believe tonight as we stand here as men, anticipating a great move of the Holy Spirit. Every one of us want to be a worker in this kingdom. Every one of us want to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. Every one of us desire to have a clear revelation, a firm grip upon the word. Be a real defense of the gospel. Not just to tell people about it, but also to defend it. And we have to defend it with our very own lives. That's like Luther, when his life was threatened and being intimidated, he said, I will not recant. To die was gain, to live was Christ. Paul said, whether in life or in death, that Christ will be magnified in my body. That's where we want to be. And we know it's not by might, by power to be that. It don't lie in human ability to be that, because we know that we are nothing but dust and ashes, but we know God can mold us and shape us and bring us to such a condition where we truly can be his representative, we can be his reflection. And as we desire that tonight in the presence of Almighty God, in this soft, lazy, compromising age, Laodicea, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That was what the age was rebuked for. Everybody religious in this age, but it's a characterless age. But at harvest time, look at Boaz, he was looking for character. Eliezer went out looking for character. God is looking for character, friend. David picked up the mighty Gentiles who had character at harvest time. They had such love, those men. They don't get life, they put a life in jeopardy. Because they knew that that was the anointed one. Blessed be his wonderful name. We'll invite the early church to come and pray. Let's unite your brother tonight. When we call one another brother here, it's by revelation from the depths of our heart that we know we are brothers. Paul says, Timothy, my brother, we have the same womb. We have the free woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we magnify your name, Lord Father.
Hallelujah.
Precious word of life, Lord Father. Proceeding from your throne, Lord, to our hearts, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, that your fire, Lord Father, could come on. Burning out the dross, Lord Father, from us, Lord Father, that we might be perfected, Lord Father.
Yes.
Lord Father, true metal, Lord Father. Going through trials, Lord Father, and harder trials, Lord. To bring us to that place, Lord, of complete surrender, Lord Father. Where we would reflect that potter, Lord Father. Oh God, how we thank you, Lord Father.
To
be in your presence, Lord Father. That Holy Spirit, Lord Father, come brooding on, Lord Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord Father, upon his life, Lord, that you lay in us, Lord Father. Oh God, you know that life was in us, Lord. That your life come down, Lord Father. To draw us, Lord Father, out of the muck, Lord. Out of the miry clay, Lord. Out of the system of this world, Lord Father.
Hallelujah.
To unite us, Lord Father, in our faith, Lord Father. Oh God, to set us up on higher ground, Lord.
Yes.
A body, Lord Father. Jointly fit, Lord Father, compact, Lord. Oh God, to do your will, Lord Father. Knowing our position, Lord Father, as you have directed us, Lord Father, in service, Lord. Lord, down through the years, Lord Father, you have given us experiences, Lord Father, to bring us to our place, Lord. To know for sure, Lord Father, it is you in us, Lord Father, doing this work, Lord. That we could stand in this day, Lord Father. Oh God, with our hands lifted, Lord Father, worshiping you, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, nothing is out of cater, Lord Father.
Thank
you, Lord Father. Bring to pass your promise, Lord. Oh God, how we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name, Lord God. Oh God, that we are not a bond woman, Lord, but we are be free, Lord Father. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord Father. That you have picked us up, Lord Father. Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, even though the enemy is standing between us and that clean, fresh drink, Lord, we've cut you everything, Lord Father. All pride, Lord Father. All insincerity, Lord Father. Oh, all guilt, Lord Father. All shame, Lord. All reproach, Lord. Oh, God, to bring you that water, Lord Father.
Oh,
God, how we thank you, Lord Father, that you have endued us with the strength, Lord. Oh, God, to cut down, Lord Father, everything that was tying our way, Lord. How we thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you for your will, Lord. We thank you for your spirit, Lord Father. Oh, God, how, Lord, we pray and ask that you cause us to surrender more and more, Lord. Lord, that this word would go out to our homes, Lord, to our families. Our friends, Lord Father, all those you bring us in contact with, Lord Father, they could know that you are living God, Lord Father. You're not dead, Lord. You're not a myth, Lord Father. Oh, God, but you are here abiding with us, Lord, and in us, Lord Father. Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus. You know the places, Lord Father, that you want to zero in on, Lord Father. Oh, God, let us look at our life close, Lord Father. Let us not just settle on our leaves, Lord Father. But, oh, God, as that word would ferment in our hands, Lord Father, bring for that life, Lord. Let us be flexible, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let us not break under the beating, Lord Jesus. But instead, oh, God, let's surrender, Lord Father.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Father, for the opportunity again. As we, Lord Father, say, oh, God, we surrender all, Lord Father. We lift our hands and worship you, Lord Father. Bless your people, Lord Father. As we go, Lord Father. Lord, may your word, Lord Father, stimulate us, Lord Father. Create such a faith, Lord Father. Oh, God, that all those things that you desire for us, Lord Father, can be fulfilled, Lord Father. Bless your servant, Lord, and his sacrifice, Lord, that he has made to bring that word to our lives, Lord Jesus, that we can stand, Lord Father, fearless, Lord, bold in face of opposition, to see this word, Father, go forth in the region, Lord Father, to our brothers, Lord Father. We see what you have done, Lord Father, down through years, Lord, in these last few years, Lord Father, bring this body together, Lord Father. As you say, Lord Father, there's no wall, Lord Father, there's no, neither male nor female, Lord Father.
Oh, God,
oh, God. Even the wall, you say, when the floods rise, Lord Father, it's so that you can rise above, Lord Father, the fences that keep us in, Lord Father. And we believe that flood has arisen, Lord, your word, Lord. Lord Father, come in and divide it, Lord Father. Oh God, that over your people, Lord Father, who was apart will be joined near, Lord Father. May we be in order, Lord Father. May we look at our lives, Lord Father. Clean out, Lord Father, all the dross, Lord Jesus. How we thank you for what you're doing the days ahead, Lord Father. You go be a force, Lord. The saints who have to travel far, Lord God, Father. May that Holy Spirit go before them, Lord Jesus. Oh God, providing them with the journey mercy that they need, Lord. the rest they need in their bodies, Lord Father. Knowing many would have to go back out to work too, Lord Jesus. But oh God, you strengthen them, Lord Father. Your servant, Lord Father, may so continue to strengthen and anoint him, Lord Father, to bring that word, Lord Father, that your people, Lord Father, would go into that perfection, Lord Father. A true representation, Lord Father, of your word, Lord Father. A true light shining, Lord Father. A true servant, Lord, in reverence, humility, and in action, Lord Father. That we, Lord Father, could see and know, Lord Father, how to walk, how to talk, Lord, how to behave ourselves, Lord Jesus. How we thank you for it all, Lord Jesus. In your precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hands and praise him again. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and glory tonight. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we want to walk like you and talk like you. Make the vision clearer. Oh God, we give you the right kind of assembly, oh God. Lord, the kind of assembly you come in among us, oh God, Father. In a richer way, in a greater way, in a deeper way. Oh God, in a more powerful way, Father. That here, God, be a more mighty witness, oh God, be given than what has already been given, Lord. That will get greater and greater, Father. It'll sweep this country and the region from about. That your name will be glorified and be admired, Lord, and I believe. Oh God, may you grant it, Lord. Lord God, make us ready, Father. Put everything in place that will be in place, Father. Lord God, we humbly submit to you, O God. You are the great one among us, O God. You are the finish, O God. We are your workmanship, created unto good works, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Let us strive to be that kind of assembly, amen. Let us strive to be the kind of assembly, amen. When we stand, we look at each other's faces. But it's like a seraphim, amen. This side turn, holy, holy, holy. Amen to the Lord of hosts. When we look at each other, we look and we see. But everyone twinkled over the face, twinkled over the feet, and with two wings. We see people, but they don't behave themselves in the presence of God. People in order and in action, amen. Hallelujah! A church, amen, with the King of Glory and his great train, amen. But I can be amongst them, can fill them, amen. That every move that they make will reflect Jesus Christ in this hour. That we can have such a powerful influence, amen, for Jesus Christ in this hour. May we desire that, and may we be that kind of church for him, that kind of assembly. May we strive for that. May we not lose that vision as it begins to break more and more to us. And we see the kind of man God makes, the kind of man he wants us to be. Amen, a man that could take him at his word. Amen, we desire that. Hallelujah. Let's burn, Holy Spirit. Burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Amen. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's full desire. Amen. Make me like the Christ of holy men. Healing and raising the dead. Give me the power that Jesus had through the blood that was shed. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Anointed church, amen. A bold church, a fearless church, a humble church, a church of character, a church filled with love and unity, amen. Glory, a holy church, a clean church, amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. A church that burns no leaven in the lump, amen. But a lump without any leaven. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. We're going to do a request here to pray for Brother Johnny Bonds and hopes of the virus. Let's agree, Almighty God, we agree together. After this word, dear God, tonight, standing in unity, standing, oh God, upon the finished work of Jesus Christ, and seeing, oh God, Father, that lamb that was slain for us, that lamb was wounded for our transgression, bruised for iniquity, the chastisement for peace were upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. And again, God, the anointing, the very Holy Spirit, the life of the Lamb that is here tonight, Father. We ask that he go forth, Lord, with his word of promise, this word of healing, dear God, to our brother Johnny Bonds. And may, dear God, you drive that virus. May you break its power from it. His body over and drive it, Lord, away from him. And may be well as we agree tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask the Lord, with your honor to your glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah! And I have on fire. Every day, I hold.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. It's coming down, down, down. It's coming down. When the glory of the Lord is coming down. Blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, turn around, greet your brother. Greet your brother tonight. Amen. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord Jesus. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. And you may be seated, amen. As we go, we got to prove that we are one in a million. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we gotta prove that we are one in a million. Lord, we gotta show the power of the blood. We gotta prove we're not like those from Satan. We gotta show that we are people, that the world is worthy. Oh, we gotta prove, Lord, we gotta prove, Lord, that we are one in a million. Oh, we gotta show.